Glory to God. Is he good? All the time, even when we're not? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Grab your swords, please. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know the Bible tells us that the anointing tells us things to come? It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Religion doesn't. Amen? It's the anointing. God has anointed us and called us for a specific time and purpose, for this time and dimension, for this reality, so we can bring in the true reality. You know, I never know what songs the Lord's going to release until I get here. One song at a time. I don't know what the next song is. I wait on him to tell me. Sometimes I'd like it if he told me a little bit earlier. Hallelujah. And so do the people that are working the equipment. So you have to take that up with God. But he knows exactly what we need. So he knows the songs that must be released to infiltrate, to cause us to want to cross over. Amen? Because we need to cross over every time we gather together. You know, it's like crossing over the street. If you don't move quick enough, you get hit by a truck. We want to cross over. You don't want to be slow. You want to cross over, man. Why hesitate? Get over. Amen? But you got to get your eyes off of yourself. You got to get your eyes off of how you feel. You got to get your eyes off of everything but him. Because he's the only one that's going to pull you over the crossover. And when he sees what's what, things change. See, the Bible says, draw near to God and he'll draw you near to you. When you touch his heart, he'll touch yours. And then there's a change. There should be a change in each and every one of us every time we come into the presence of God. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to know it. You just have to receive it. Amen? So you know that once you worship God, you know you've changed. There's something in you that's changed. You know, you can, people are so concerned about deliverance. Amen? Listen, there is deliverance. But there's deliverance in praise and worship. There's deliverance. We should all be self-deliverance for the rest of the time you're on this earth. Because if you're not in self-deliverance for the whole time you're on this earth, you're going to need deliverance. Does anybody get it? So deliverance is a one-time event that starts up an eternal event all the way. The whole time you're on this planet, you're to be delivering yourself. And if you don't, the enemy will come. Amen? So don't wait for someone to deliver you. Go get delivered. Amen? That's what the booklets are for. It's called Warrior Hand Booklet. You know what a warrior is? Someone that's a fighter. So when you fight and you use these prayers, you can be delivered. Most of the time I pray for people for deliverance, but they've already gone through the process of deliverance. Most of the demons are gone. And you can't cast out self. I would like to. That's all you can do is crucify it. So your flesh is your worst enemy. That's called you. But the new creation has dominion over it. Amen? People keep blaming the devil for all their stuff, and it's basically them. Still living from the past. Still living from the old memories. Still living out of the soul that's not been fully converted yet. Still living by what they see. Still be manipulated by what they hear. We've just gone through all of that, didn't we? Voices of what? Influence. Amen. Listen. We're going to enter dark days. Everyone say dark days. dark days doesn't mean all the lights are going to go out. Amen? There'll be no more street lights and stuff like that. Dark days is a dark time of deception. And I have a prophetic word that I heard from this prophetic person that just really touched my heart. And I thought, wow, this is phenomenal, because I know God is, you know, like I said, the Spirit tells us things to come and prepares us. So in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. So in other words, deep deception is covering the earth. And the people, the glory is known as the eternal reality. Everyone say, glory is the eternal reality. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. In other words, the eternal, what? Reality. You're going to carry the eternal reality. You do carry the eternal reality. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings of the to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Again, deep deception, deep darkness, that's what darkness is, deception, will cover the earth. And the people, so they're going to be covered with what? Deep deception. But the glory, the eternal reality, will rise upon us, and the world will see God's glory on you. And the wealth of the world will come to the light of his body. We are his body. As we enter the dark days of deception, the external and internal realm is deception. The internal and external. Has everybody got it? That's why so many people live by their emotions. It brings them deception. And the external world is nothing but a lie. It's temporary, isn't it? So we want to live according to the eternal realm, which is living from the future to the present. But there are dark days that we are going to enter. And it's for God's glory. Amen? God's glory. So we're not going to freak out about when it comes, because it's got to come. And the world's going to be in greater and greater deception. Listen, God's got a plan. That's called grace. That's a plan of escape. He'll never forsake us. Even if there's no food, the ravens will come and feed us. Hello? Even Google will come and feed you. They'll send out, Amazon will send out food to your front door, and you won't even order it, because God owns it all. My Father owns everything, and he has the last say of everything. And until you get that reality that no weapon formed against you can prosper, and the only reason why we go through afflictions is because we bring it on ourselves. Amen. We are more than conquerors. Everyone say, I'm an eternal spirit experiencing humanity. Ho, 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 ho. See, you're not a human experiencing spirituality. You're an eternal spirit experiencing humanity. Once you've been born again, now you're experiencing humanity. You experience this temporary place. Why? Because you're living from the future to the present. So everybody get this? So we are experiencing humanity. So the world that's not born again is trying to experience spirituality, but they can't get out of themselves. And they will stay in deep darkness. And the glory of God will continue to flow through us. people will see the eternal reality. Why? Because you're walking in that reality with the identity that you are an offspring of the Anointed One and His anointing and the holder and the creator of all things. Just think about it. Your dad owns everything. Everything. And we must maintain that attitude. Because the devil will easily wipe people out. I am an eternal spirit experiencing humanity. We didn't say we liked it. But it's God's plan. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have a relationship with Him, but we walk in darkness, we lie. And do not practice the truth, which keeps us in light. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Many will say Jesus is Lord, but will walk in darkness, enslaved by false realities, blocking the light of the truth. How many know demons lie? Amen? How many all know people have said Jesus is the Lord, but they're still serving darkness? Amen. They're not living in the eternal reality, are they? Not at all. Oh, hallelujah. Turn to John chapter 11. Verse 38, please. Lazarus had passed. And Jesus was close to him and his sisters. And in verse 38, it says, Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb of Lazarus. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. What was he saying? Think about this. Take away the stone. What was that stone preventing? Access. Amen? That stone was the eternal, external reality. He said, move away that external reality. Because I'm about to show you the eternal reality, the glory of God. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Remove that external reality. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to Jesus, Lord, by this time, he stinks, basically. Because he's been dead. There's a stench of death. Amen? There's a stench of death. Why? For he has been dead 4 days. 4 days. 4 days of darkness for Lazarus. Again, was she looking eternally or internally? Internally. Because she was sharing how she felt. Well, Lord, by now he smells. Smells of death. He's been in there 4 days in darkness. Jesus, man, you don't get it. And Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the what? Glory of God, which is what? The eternal reality. Man, I can't get off of this subject. I'm sorry. This is phenomenal. Then they took away the what? The stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, you loose him. You what? Loose him. Loose him and let him what? Go. Whoa. 4 days of darkness, known as dark days. It's coming. Jesus said, take away the false reality, that stone, external reality, so that the glory, eternal reality, will be known. Martha was, of course, caught in the internal reality. That which had been called dead comes bound with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped, unable to speak. This is how many people are now. They're walking in grave clothes. They're unable to speak truth because it's not in them. They can't see. They're blinded. The enemy's got them in a false reality. But Jesus said, move away the external reality from an individual and the internal reality of an individual, and I'll release the eternal reality of the individual. The United States is in that position right now. Amen? The U.S. will become, how can I say, dead, dark. Why? Because a seed must die before it can what? Grow. But it will awaken by the truth of Jesus. Everything's going to be reawakened again by Jesus' glory. So darkness is going to come. We just read this in Isaiah. Deep darkness over people and over the earth. And every nation is going to fall into darkness, including the United States. But Lazarus was dark, in darkness for 4 days. 4 days. I believe it's a prophetic release that things are going to happen sometime here shortly. And the world, because God is going to reveal himself to the world in some manner of light and glory. Amen? I'm going to share this prophetic word which was released December 3rd. This December 3rd. It's by a woman named Diana Larkin. She's a prophetess. And the word was, there will be 3 days of deep darkness where it looks like evil agenda has won. But I, the Lord, will use these 3 days to fully awaken the sleepers, and all will know that a war has been going on for their freedom. Hallelujah. Many people are clueless of what's happening. They will awaken. Hallelujah. And they will shake this awakening. It's going to be like a rude awakening that's going to shake their core. I will allow the arrogant elite to think they have won and that they're in control. They will stumble all over each other to reveal themselves to the world, as though in power and in control. In other words, they will celebrate. They will memorize the world. People will be in shock at the deep darkness and hatred and betrayal that will be displayed. The world will see totally who they are. Because God's going to allow them to think that they won. And they will totally expose themselves. Hallelujah. On the fourth day comes resurrected new life. The eternal reality will be released. They will, using my hosts and the army of light, the loyal military, as they are handed over these elite, arrogant individuals that hold positions, they will be handed over to tribunal, courts, and judgment, and the world will see it. Lazarus, on the fourth day, was in darkness and then came to light. And we will see this happen. God's got this all in control. He's going to allow them to think that they won. And many people are going to be freaked out because they think they won too. And that we lost. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the angels, warring angels, military hosts, and the loyal military that has been what we call the white hats, that has been doing things behind closed doors, will come forth. The doors will no longer be closed. They'll be wide open, and they'll invade every place globally. And you will see arrests, and you'll see them be put in prisons. You may even see them be hung. But we're not going to freak out because we're not accounted for the wrath. Amen? We're not going to fear when those dark days come. God is readying his people. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. It says, for we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from above. Why? Because we're eternal beings. Experience what? Humanity. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we are in this tent grown, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But we walk by faith. Now what is faith? Forever attached in the heavenlies. So you're attached. That's faith. You're attached to the heavenlies all the time. Forever attached. So we walk by faith, your connection to eternity. Not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So we walk by faith, not by sight. We are attached, forever attached in the heavenlies. Amen. The eternal reality of light, not of darkness or gray, of light. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Speak it, therefore, be what? Imitators of God. As dear children, walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of what? Disobedience. Therefore what? Do not be partakers with them. But you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are what? Evil, which means what? Dark. They are what? Dark. That means they're deceptive. We are living in dark days right now. Amen? These are dark days, and it's going to get darker. You know, it kind of reminds me of the... So we see that many people walk around with empty words of darkness that produce unfruitful works of darkness. Evil. And people suck it in. Oh, okay, they believe anything. They don't test things. Go to Revelation 11. In verse 1 it says, then I will give I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, arise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread on the holy city underfoot for 42 months, which is what? 3.5 years. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth, which is 3.5 years. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. Hello. They have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them and overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which was spiritually called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and not allow their bodies to be put into the grave. So they will keep their bodies out. They will celebrate. Then those from the and those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on all those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemy saw them. And in the same hour there was great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell in the earthquake. 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe was coming quickly. So they were raptured. Does everybody see that? They were raptured. And it's very possible that we may go with them. Hello? Whoa. And see, but again, they were celebrating. Why? Because they think they won. Amen? They were giving gifts. They were doing all, yes, we won. This God's going to allow it. But then he'll call us home. And he'll kick butt. That's how things are unfolding so far. Is everybody okay? Praise God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 1. But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. As labor pains upon a pregnant woman, they shall not escape. Remember, I think it was released that we are, right now we are in the final labor pains. I think I shared about, I had a vision of the Lord's hands were in between this woman's legs as she was giving birth. And he said to me, last day labor. In other words, we are in the final labor pangs. And he said to me, keep pushing. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Why? Because the birth of a new reality is about to come that this world has never seen. There's a new birth, a new era that's about to be birthed. We're in the final birth pangs. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Yes. Okay, where was I? Oh, yes, thank you. Verse 4. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be what? Sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Dark days of deception not overtake in false reality. We are to not be overtaken at all. We are expecting these things. Why? Because we know God's moving then. We're to be awake during this time, like, wow, this is awesome. The world's going to freak out. And they're going to celebrate, but we know that they're about to get their butt kicked. And the wealth of the wicked will be released into the hands of the righteous. And salvation, the greatest revival, will spread. Why? Because the body of Christ will be carrying the eternal reality, and people are going to run to it and want to know the truth. Glory. Oh, nice. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Why? They lived in a what? Eternal, external reality, didn't they? But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were idiots, were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, by his plan, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why? Because you're an eternal spirit, experiencing humanity. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves, if it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Works of light, eternal purpose, prepared for us before we were created. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 5. You not remember when I was still with you, I told you these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. When will he be taken out of the way? The rapture. He is the body of Christ. He is the Holy Spirit. Does everybody get it? So you and I are the restrainers of evil, aren't we? Once the body, because we're the light, we carry the eternal reality. Once the eternal reality is removed, what's left? External reality, which is a lie. It's false reality. Amen? For the mystery of lawlessness is already at hand, and only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will eventually consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless ones according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Boy, well, you got to remember, the world is going to be in deep darkness, which is deep deception. They're looking for a savior, and they will accept Satan as their savior. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So this whole time they mocked God. They mocked the Bible. God tried to rescue them over and over and over, but they refused to. Oh, they thought they were just fine. They relied on their wealth. They relied on their false belief system. They relied on their false reality. And they lived in a false reality. They were enslaved in their own realities of inward and external, blocking out eternal reality at every area. And for this reason, God sent them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, and that all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification. That means coming out from among the world. By the Spirit and belief in the truth, to follow the truth. In which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Romans 13, verse 11. And do this knowing the time that it is high time to what? Awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, in other words, in divine order, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts and its desires. It's high time to stay awake. Don't fall asleep. Don't compromise. Don't take a snooze. Psalm 143. We'll close here. Powerful prayer. I think we should pray. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me. And in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. In Jesus' name. Powerful prayer. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the preparation, because you prepare us for everything, because you're a good daddy. In those days when the darkness continues and we see them begin to celebrate, thinking they won, we know they lost. Amen? We know they lost. But the world is going to think that they lost and the enemy won. They're going to be freaked out. Surprise. It's a sting operation from the kingdom of God. From God Almighty setting them all up. Oh, we will rejoice. Because the Bible says something powerful. We will see the reward of our enemies. We will see the reward of the enemy. So we stand fast. We're strong in the Lord, the power of his might, not our own. We continue to remain focused on him. Live from the future and not from the past. Don't let anything distract you. Remember, cross over so you don't get run over. Amen. Praise God. And to God be, and everybody said, amen. Thank you, Jesus.